أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to another episode of 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today we turn our attention to a lengthy tradition, but a very important and very relevant topic for our day-to-day life in today's day and age. When we look at our lives that we lead, we see that one of the blessings that God has given us is this power of sight, is the ability to use our ears to hear things around us, the ability to speak, and obviously the other senses. These can be obviously used in multitude of ways, for the positive and for the negative. They can be used to look at the beauties that God has created, that He has allowed us to look at, or they can be used to look at the impermissible. We can use our ears to listen to the pleasing sounds that God has permitted us to listen to, or we can use these ears to listen to the prohibited, the cursing, the slander, the impermissible music, things like this. The question that comes to our mind today as we reflect on this hadith is, how do we use these instruments that God has given us, which have multi-purposes, they have dual purposes, can be used for good or bad? And when we look at this hadith, we will see that when they are used for the negative purposes, that these have more of a detrimental impact on our entire life than we can actually ever imagine. Without further ado, let us go to the tradition for today and reflect on the words of the Commander of the Faithful, and then come back and do a bit of a reflection and thought of how we should take such traditions in our day-to-day life. The Imam says the following statement: when one excessively loves a thing, it blinds him and sickens his heart. He then sees the world around him with a diseased eye, hears, but with unhearing ears. Uncontrolled desires have cut asunder his wit, and the world has made his heart dead. As we know from the point of view of the Quran, God has given us the eyes, the hearing, the spiritual heart to take in all of the wonders, to use these in the way of God, to thank Him for the blessings which He has showered upon us. However, as this tradition tells us, and as we can reflect in our own lives, when we fall into excessive love, a blind love for somebody or something other than God, then, as the tradition says, that this has the ability to sicken our eyes, to blind our eyes to the reality, to poison our heart with negative thoughts, negative understandings. And so therefore, one of the topics which our scholars are very quick to discuss in the field of Islamic ethics and morality is the barriers which prevent us from understanding the realities of the world around us. And they point to the fact that sometimes our eyes become poisoned, our ears become diseased, and these poisoned eyes and diseased ears lead to a spiritually mortified heart. And so we have to be aware and understand this reality of the physical affecting the spiritual, as the Commander of the Faithful has mentioned in this hadith. When we look at it at a direct one-to-one level in terms of our own life, you know, we can really see this. When somebody, for example, is completely enamored and in love with their spouse, when the husband is completely in love with his wife, or the wife completely in love with her husband, that love, if it becomes excessive in the sense that they can see no flaws in their beloved, right? The wife may have faults, the husband may have shortcomings, but sometimes when that love becomes so extreme and intense that the individual fails to recognize the flaws in the other's character, and they only can see the good. At one level, this becomes a problem, because then you cannot help one another on the path. You cannot guide and advise somebody when you are so completely blinded by who they are. And this can go for anything, not just a spouse. It can go for the material world when people fall in love with money. People become so materialistic that their only love and goal and focus in this world is wealth and accumulating more of it and amassing a larger and larger bank balance. Then their entire world is looked at through the lenses of, you know, money, of profit and loss, of how much can they get. And this has obviously many detrimental effects. It can affect the person's spiritual acts of worship. It will definitely affect how they deal with people. If their whole goal in life is money, wealth, power, authority, whatever the case may be, they will do whatever they can. They will not have any barriers. They will not impose any barriers on themselves to get what they desire, because that blind love for that thing has now killed their insight, the insight of the eyes, not the physical eyes, but the spiritual eyes. And as the Commander of the Faithful says, that they will be blinded to the sight of reality. They will hear, but they will be deaf to the sound of the truth. And these long desires that we sometimes have to attain more and more stuff, these desires which can never be satiated will result in the heart losing its luminance, losing its splendor and majesty, and we become just like mechanized robots. And so as we conclude, we have to realize to control our love, control our passions, control our desires. Make sure our life is based upon the Quran, the teachings of the Prophet and his family, that we go to no extremes in anything, and that we direct our attention to God and God alone, and those things which he has asked us to revere, to respect, to love. But to keep in mind that there always needs to be a balance in all of these aspects of our lives. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.